Jai Shri Ram. Welcome to New York City. We have finished our day of preaching of the Krishna consciousness. We're here in the Simha Chaitanya.
Hari Hari
Bol. Hari Bol. So, today, we did two Harinams. We kind of made some sort of system, because we are very systematic guys.
Yeah.
Very regulated, very
strict.
On some things, and strict, and not strict on other things.
Yeah.
Especially strict on Harinam. So today we did a Harinam around Brooklyn, and we saw the weather. It was -2, and it says feels like -6, and it was freezing. My God.
Yeah.
And there's people on the street in Brooklyn, and you know, going shopping and going to work and. Some people dance. One person took a book, threw money at us, and we had books to give. So that was nice. That was interesting. And, I think it was cold. That's all I could think about was my fingers. I had good gloves, but they got cold. And I was thinking by the time we got back to the temple, then if I took the gloves off, then I had detached fingers from my hands. It would have been stuck inside the glove itself. But by Krishna's grace, he kept them together. So anyway, we're talking with Maharaj, and he did a kirtan tonight in the temple, and we're wondering, we should be back for his kirtan. He's like, nah, don't worry about it. Saturday night. Should go to Lower East Side. Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Not the lowest.
Yeah.
Okay, the Lower East Side. Where actually Prabhupada had the first storefront where Thompson Square Park is. And apparently now, in that time in the bar when Prabhupada went, it was like the most dodgiest area you could go to. You know, he was like walking over junkets while he was living there.
Mm.
And it was freezing and...
The Bowery is somewhere else.
It's not there.
It's more down.
Okay.
But it's close.
It's close by. Distance. All right. Yeah. But anyway,
When they were moving, they walked. They took all the furniture.
And walked, huh?
And walked from Bowery to the 26th Avenue to move Prabhupada.
So anyway, it wasn't the most nice. Now it's a ritzy area. All nice restaurants and bars and stuff. And, you know, the cool young people there. So we went to do Harinam. And we come... straight out the station, and then this homeless guy, he was doing some cool moves, I have to admit, you know. He kept dropping everything from his bag, but he didn't care. He's like, yeah, oh, yeah. So, for me, that was a good sign. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it was nice.
Good sign from God.
Yeah.
And, we just saw these people in restaurants, people in bars. But because it's so cold, they're not really going to hang around and sort of dance with you so much. So, we somehow made it to Thompson Square Park, saw the Hare Krishna tree. Very inspiring, especially going at night. How's it for you, Nasimha?
I liked it quite a lot because it's a holy place. And somehow during the day when there are lots of people, you can't...
Especially bombs.
So you cannot, during the day, you cannot like get in the mood. But now because it was already, I think maybe like 7 p.m. or something. So it was very peaceful and it was nice and... I could imagine. I like to imagine things, you know. And I could imagine Prabhupada standing there chanting with the hippies and like this. So it was nice.
Yeah, I felt like it was like holy place, like Vrindavan too.
Mm.
Like especially when in Vrindavan, when you wake up early in the morning, you walk around.
Yeah.
And it's like dark and kind of misty and.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe in winter it's also cold like here.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. It was like Vrindavan mood. And yeah, like especially for us, that's the first Harinam really there. First official kind of public chanting. And you know, and look at the movement now, it's still continued to spread. People are still chanting Hare Krishna. More and more people are getting to know about it. And it all started in the West there by Prabhupada's mercy. And that's what we're trying to do. That's why I'm going around saying, can you say Hare Krishna? So it's fun. And yeah, we hopefully get some blessings, some spiritual power and like that. So we went off First Avenue to Thompson Square Park, and then we had to go back to the station down Second. And we thought, oh, we'll go past Matchless Gifts, the first Hare Krishna temple. It's just a storefront, small little storefront. But that's where Prabhupada made his first disciples. That's where he did his first lectures, first everything, nearly. And that's where it all started to launch from. Even Allen Ginsberg was there. Anyone who's from the 60s would remember him. Anyone from, yeah, well, your millennials have no idea who Allen Ginsberg is, maybe.
I made my when I was doing my leaving exam at the secondary school, then I pulled out the question Beat Generation, and it includes Allen Ginsberg and all these kind of things. And I did it. I could answer the question only because I didn't study it. This topic at school, I didn't. I just skipped it.
Okay.
Because and actually, I didn't get that far. It was boring for me, so I just stopped at during Second World War literature, and I didn't get any further. But this question I was able to answer because I was speaking from Prabhupada Lilamrita.
Oh.
About the period and everything.
Well, that's right.
And when the teacher asked me if I read some book from this period, then I said Radha Damodar Vilas from Vyasaki Prabhu.
Okay.
About Vishnu Jan Maharaj. And she didn't know what I'm talking about, but I said it's about the Indian Swami and how he started something in the West. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the whole mood that Prabhupada brought for our movement, was to preach. And I was listening, and we kind of talked about it before. If you listen to this late morning program with Naam Ras, so he had this super popular episode. It's called ISKCON Mission Drift. Highly recommend it. And the crux of it is pretty much is like our movement is not moving anymore. That members of ISKCON are not getting out there to present Krishna consciousness, either distributing books, prasadam, just preaching, letting people know about Krishna consciousness, holding programs in their own style or way, something to get people in contact with Krishna consciousness. Usually it's like you just come to Sunday feast, put your money in the donation box, and take a few photos of Rath Yatra, and then you're fine. But I like to actually, like, regularly, weekly, daily, somehow connect new people to Krishna consciousness. So, yeah, the Jehovah's Witness, they have, unless you're a member, if you're a member, you have to at least go out and stand there with your book stand, what, like 3 times a week or something?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. So, yeah, this is it's quite important thing to get out there and connect people to Krishna consciousness. Even for most of the temples in the world need this boost. Yeah. What are we gonna do?
I think we will do it. Like, not that we will do everything, but we will go out and hopefully some people get inspired. And I don't know how practical it is, but I was telling you before that actually it makes You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they are like... I really like this point that it's like mandatory to go out and preach. And it's also, I think, Mormons, they have it.
Yeah.
That you...
Once you hit like 18, 19, they send you overseas.
You have few years, they send you somewhere and you are doing preaching there.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody is doing it.
Yeah.
And nowadays, like everybody is talking about, you have to follow your nature.
Yeah.
You have to do what is natural for you. But usually that means... Not usually, but mostly it's also used as an excuse for not going out. Oh, Prabhu, yeah. That's not my thing. But
even if you were a materialist, say like, okay, not your nature. But even if you were in the material world, so many things you have to do that's not your nature anyway.
Yeah. But we do it as devotees also, you know. We go to work.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, we work a job.
Some of us.
Yeah,
we do something that we don't like.
Yeah, we have to go to the Christmas party.
Yeah, and it's not it's not a problem, but to go out and like show others that we are Hare Krishnas and that we are
give it a go.
We have something that we can give them. Yeah. You know that we don't do, which is a shame according to me, and. It's something that we should work on. Mm. And I was thinking, like, whenever there is some rule to be, like, introduced in ISKCON, then everybody is like, oh, no, oh, my God.
But it's not a rule. It's kind of like...
We are a spontaneous movement. We are a spontaneous movement. But, you know, we get to the platform of being spontaneous by practice.
But our scripture says it.
Yeah.
We are followers of scripture.
Yeah.
It says whoever you see, whoever you meet, give them Krishna consciousness. So it's not like, it's an order of God for us.
Yeah.
Order of our God to spread Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
So, like even say for the, like, because with the Harinam Ruchi guys, and you're like, you're a forefather, you're a founding father, it looks like, you know, you're there right in the beginning, even though no one knows you.
Yeah. Which is good.
Which is really good. You got away with it. Usually you get, like, so much fame and adoration and distinction from joining the Harinam Ruchi Pai. All the women are after you. But, you were there in the beginning. And a lot of people, they say, wow, such a new way to preach. But it's not.
It's like the original way. And I think, it's not something new. It's the very basic thing. And I think that devotees, mostly they are afraid, but there is no real reason to be afraid. Because it's just, we don't have to, like, when you spoke about the Harinam Ruchi, then devotees, they think, oh, we have to, like, interact with people. And like myself, I'm not that kind of person who would like interact with people on the street. And I always had to be with somebody who is doing that.
Yeah.
You know, either it was Vishnujan in the beginning, or now you. You are the one who starts the interaction, and then I join in.
Sure.
But I'm not like I'm quite introverted and antisocial.
Antisocial,
you know. But still, you know, I go out if I can, and we do Harinam, and. Just today I sent you that quote from Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And he said, somebody was asking him, like, what should we do when we are chanting on the street? And should we, like, interact with the people and do something special? And Prabhupada just said, no, you are not chanting for the crowd, you are chanting for Krishna.
Mm.
And if you, yeah, your desire should be to please Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased, then automatically everybody else is pleased. So, and we can see it. We can please Krishna by consciously wanting to interact with the people and make them chant and like this. But it's the point that I'm trying to make is that preaching doesn't have to be something like complex and difficult.
It doesn't have to be stereotyped.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be stereotyped. And just like for a service like Harinam, like there's different styles. You have the Polish tour style, you have the London Riot style on Saturday nights. You know, you have the Harinam Mandir style, they kind of just go through. And then you got the Indian style. Where you just come with a mob, it's real loud. Got the big horn speakers and you know, there's a Bali style Harinam they have, you know, with their own instruments. And that's the beauty of Harinam, I think. Like what's pretty fire with Harinam Ruchi is that I'm just talking about the Harinam service is that you have people who are completely different.
Yeah.
Like they're all from different backgrounds. Yeah, they're like some of the devotee fans, some are not.
Yeah.
Some are younger, old. You have ages ranging from 20 to 70.
Yeah.
Right? Different ashrams even.
Yeah.
You know, there's like Mahavishnu Swami there, Sannyasi. Sometimes a Vanaprastha comes with Vicharu or Dhamma. You got Sandy who's like a devotee kid yourself, devotee kid. Yeah. Ananta Gauranga.
Yeah.
And then you got like Shamras, Grihastha and his wife. You know, a few brahmacharis in and out. And we're all like completely different natures. Like I was thinking, like I would never ever hang out with people like this. But because we all love Harinam and then we just get through it, you know. How many times we've had a fight, like we were about to kill each other and then it's time for Harinam and we forgot what we were fighting about.
Yeah.
So many times it happened. So, I think that's also another thing. Maybe there's not enough chanting and dancing.
Yeah.
I think dancing is also a pretty important part.
I think if you look at the Lord Chaitanya's times, then what he was doing in the beginning, he was chanting at Shiva's Angan with selected devotees.
Hmm.
They didn't let
anyone, even if you just drink milk, you can't
jump. And they were just chanting inside and Mahaprabhu was relishing his ecstasies. But then at one point it overflown, the ecstasy overflown, and they just went outside. And I think it's a good way to start in the temple to chant more, to put more emphasis on chanting, and then when you, because if you get something special, then you want to, usually if you follow our philosophy of that we are servants of the servants, then if you have something special, you want to share it with others, you want to give it to others, you don't just want to keep it for yourself. You want others to experience it also. So when we receive, when we get some taste for chanting the holy name, then we want to, at one point we will just want to go out. And also it, to come back to New York, you know, Ram Roy Prabhu, he is doing his everyday Harinam program, and it also started inside the temple in Vrindavan in Krishna Balaram Mandir with Aindra Prabhu, and he was always stressing like
Yuga Dharma grassroots, no, I'm saying guitar revolution.
Yeah. There should be kirtan going on in every temple, and harinams should go out, you know, to make the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the household word.
Name, yeah.
You know, so.
But yeah, like, I mean, it's scary for current devotees, like, when you talk like this, because they're thinking, oh, this is completely inconceivable. How, there's so much to do, how can I do it? So I'm also thinking that, okay, if the current devotee is not going to do it, then we can just grab the new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's also an idea.
But I think personal example is important.
That's the strongest.
Yeah, and one has to find the kindred spirits.
Kindred spirits. Yeah.
Gauravani Prabhu did. And
how do you say Gauraka?
Yeah, he also did find that. And
he's in low. Okay, sorry. Yeah. But the thing is, like, when someone does that service, it seems like Krishna sends him devotees. I've seen it every time. Ram Roy, Vishnujan. Yeah. You got even other countries. Like, even myself was in Melbourne doing alone, Krishna sent, you know. I feel like, and like, even we're doing here, and then like this sand boy comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
In the middle of Times Square. Can I come and join you guys?
Yeah.
Well, how does that happen? It's not like we planned it.
Yeah.
In the middle of Times Square.
Yeah.
You know, people who were thinking about, I'm going to join Harinam Party. No, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And it was so random.
It was so random.
And so sudden. I was like, I didn't know how to react. I was looking at him and I was thinking, what's going on? Can he join us? What should I tell him?
Yeah, so even for us, it's weird, you know,
to
have someone join us. So, yeah. You know, but that's what people need, the holy name, even devotees, and to get out and share it, the taste is higher, I feel.
Yeah. And I'm someone who didn't, I hated Harinams.
No.
Yeah. Like, I went out on Harinam when I was small, like maybe 5 or 6, and I was the only kid there, and I felt like because I was the only kid, I thought that everybody is looking at me, and you know.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And so somehow I had this block that I didn't want to go, and then gradually it got purified, and at one point I thought, because it was during Padayatra, it's too complicated, but there is kirtan party in front, and I was at the back of the procession with the red flag, and I was waving at the cars to slow down. And at one point I thought it was like some sudden realization that I want to be in Harinam, Harinam party. I want to be in front.
Sure.
And then gradually, like after 1 year, I was with Vishnujan on Canary Islands doing Harinam just with him. Yeah. I was leading, you know. Miracles happen.
Yeah.
And it can. We must have this vision that this is the real thing, and even if we cannot go out on the street, then we should have this vision that this is a movement that started on the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it happens on the street. The mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, it's on the street. Mm-hmm. It's not inside some building.
No.
It's on the street. And we should at least have this vision, and we should have it as a goal that one day I want to be able to go out and just chant the holy name without the devotees. And we don't. So one important thing is that, at least from my experience, I tend to make things too complicated for myself. But it's very easy if we just, the lower the expectations, the lesser it's are the easy, we don't fear that much. Mm-hmm. We are not afraid that much. So. It's something.
Nice. I'll end it on this verse from the CC. Nach Gao Bhakta Sangha Kora Sankitan Krishnama Upadesi Tavasava Jan. So Ishwara Puri instructed Lord Chaitanya, Nach Gao Bhakta Sangha. Chant and dance in the association of devotees. Krishnama Upadesi. Teach them the importance of the name of Krishna. Tavasava Jan. In this way, you'll deliver all the conditioned souls.
Joy.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Joy.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Joy.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Nisimha.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Haribol.